This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. Dr. Bob Cook used to close his radio program with this encouragement, "Walk with the King." What would that look like? David was a king, but he knew who the true king is. Psalm 5 gives a glimpse into his walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's do an inductive study of this psalm. As you read Psalm 5, take note of how he faced each day. He starts with prayer for help. By faith, he expects God to answer his prayer. Listen to verses 1 through 3. "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation." This is how he prepares himself to face the world. He then describes the world he anticipates encountering: evil, wicked, arrogant, bloodthirsty, and deceitful. When going into that environment, even as a king, he needed the Lord's help. He needed to start his day by choosing the right team to be on. He knew he didn't deserve the privilege to choose, but because of God's mercy, he was able to choose God as his Lord and King. He let God know how much he appreciated him. He made time to worship him and let him know he wanted God to lead him in righteousness, to make his path straight in a crooked world. This is how he put it in verses 7 and 8. "But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me."